Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Spike and the Mike Show with the lovely Bill Schmutz. The wildly popular Dr. Captain Clark. P.W. Fenton and his magic noisemakers. The voice of reason himself, Steve. And starring the award-deserving voice of the people, Spike on the mic.
It never fails. I said, Spike, check one. Spike, check two. Spike, check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. You could give the audience a little bit more. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We are here. Okay, you can simmer down. Simmer down, people. Got my audience. Thank you so very much. We are here. I am Spike on the mic. We are here at our Palacios Studios at 4847 North Armenia, Pin Chasers. This is the place to be, ladies and gentlemen. We have open seating if you so desire to come on down. It's a little late now because I think the ushers have closed the gates and you can't come in. But if you wish to listen, you can always listen to us on St. Pete Radio or WKCR. And I did that a little early. Normally, we do that after the intros. But yes, I am he. I am the guy known as Spike on the Mic. So if you ever listen to this show, I can't do this alone. I won't do this alone. So straight in my peripheral vision, ladies and gentlemen, directly in my peripheral vision, we have the man who is homeschooled and he has a boat. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how are you sticking?
I'm sticking an hour later than I was yesterday.
Topical. Topical. Is that because of the daylight saving
time?
Yeah,
we changed the clocks yesterday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Y'all fell back or forward or forward or back.
We fell back.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yesterday at this time, it would have been an hour later.
True. All right, well, directly to the left, if you hear the noise coming through your eardrums, we like to call him the man who makes the noise go through your eardrums. Or we like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
Apparently I'm sticking to the wrong time. I sprung backwards. Or
you did something wrong?
I fell forward. I'm confused.
Well, that's okay. You're in luck.
Oh.
You know why?
Why?
Because directly in your peripheral vision.
Oh.
This is the only reason we're here.
Oh, thank goodness.
We're here for one reason, ladies and gentlemen. This is the man known as the Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the bikini top to a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model.
Nice. Oh, nice. Bikini top, huh?
Wow. That's topical. Get it top?
Yeah, get it
oh,
top.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
By the way, if you sprung back, you're two hours off.
That's not a surprise.
Oh, listen. On this show here, we don't do math.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We don't do math, right?
Yes. Nothing that ends with F.
Yes, really. Also, straight in front of your peripheral vision, you've heard this voice before. This is the guy who, you know, he just so, I don't give a damn.
Oh, yeah.
We like to call him Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Jake.
No, I wasn't actually going to do that.
That's great.
That is the first time.
You were so enthusiastic.
Well, he was just so happy to be here. That's one of the few times that you've been excited about being here.
Well, you know what my real answer was going to be?
What?
Okay, let's start again.
Yeah.
Right. Voice of Reason, directly in front of you is the man known as Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like bad luck to Slep Rock.
Explain.
Schlep Rock.
Who is Schlep Rock? Is that the guy with that was the, real dusty with Peter Pan? Pan with
no, that's
Snoopy.
Pigpen from Peanuts. But Schlep Rock is
Peter
the one with
Pan.
The cloud. Yeah,
yeah, oh,
I watched,
yeah.
We all watch that.
Schlep
Rock from the Bam and Pebble show.
Oh yeah, that's from the Flintstones.
Yeah,
that's an obscure Schlep cartoon
Rock?
Character.
Yeah. No, I don't think Schlep Rock is that. Schlep Rock, people know. If you hear Schlep Rock, that's bad luck. That's bad luck.
Hey, so I'm thinking there should be a fine
A fine?
Yeah, like if you go to your job and you come late.
Right.
Don't they dock you, pay you, they fine you, some kind of stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Usually it's a pitcher of beer.
How would anyone know that you were late, though, if you got there on time?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But he prepaid that, Steve.
Because you're supposed to punish in private,
right.
Praise in public.
Right. So let's not say anything to him.
Okay, well, the next sound you hear is going to be, we'll call him the Gas Man. Gas Man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking late. Looks like I'm buying a pitcher of beer for everybody.
All right. Okay.
Remind me to talk to you after we do this last thing, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right. So now, ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to get beautiful.
Oh, yes.
We're about to go to another level.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've been pussing around for a little round. We've been doing y'all thing.
We've been on, like, level 2.
Right.
About.
Right.
I think we're going to 4.
Which way are we going? Are we going to DEFCON.
DEFCON 4.
DEFCON 4. The next sound you hear is somebody that I secretly admire.
Secretly?
Secretly.
But you made me put her microphone right next to yours. Yeah, how secret is that?
It's usually my seat, but I'm just
saying. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You notice she got pushed away.
I think this is some untapped talent that need to be tapped.
Oh.
In fact, that came out wrong, really.
Wow.
The next song came out really wrong.
Topical.
It's going to be.
That's topical.
And I'm so happy that she's a part of this show, that she's agreed to come be a guest on this award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic show.
Apparently willing to be tapped.
The lovely and talented, and I'm just going to call her JoJo. JoJo, in case you don't know, the hook on this show is how you sticking, which is in your.
I noticed that.
Normally, is how you people say. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but we're
who's you people?
You're
everyone but
short
Mark
people.
And Spike.
Yeah, the short people. See, so anyway, before we get into that, before we rush her and scare her away, the lovely and talented JoJo, how you sticking?
I'm so happy to be here with all of y'all. I like this.
Yeah,
all right. All right. Record that.
I just want to say though that I feel like the Gas Man is actually he's on time.
That's true.
He's probably actually early by some standards.
I see where you're going with that.
It's almost time to wrap it up.
Thanks, JoJo.
You're welcome. I got you.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys should be able to tell between the voices. I am tall. The rest of these guys are short. The Gas Man is also short. That will be your distinguishing characteristic, your factor. The lovely and talented JoJo, she's one of the XY chromosomes here on the show. No?
No.
He's not XY chromosome?
She's the only non-XY chromosome at the table.
See, XY chromosomes are males.
Yes.
You guys always correct me on that.
Yes, because you're always wrong.
Because you're always wrong. Every time.
That's one of the reasons.
There was one week where you got it right like 4 times in the same show.
I know.
That's a distant memory at this point. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Almost like it didn't happen.
Well, why do I think that?
Because you're wrong.
Because you're from Lake City.
Yeah, okay. All right, so.
Public school.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we do here on the Spike on the Mic show, we always sit around here and we talk about things in the
future.
And in the past.
And things in
future.
No, there are 3 things
future.
That we talk about.
We got all 3. Yeah. I heard 3
every
things.
Time. We get it right every single time.
It's
PW said it, then Steve said it, then I said it, and we got all 3 of them. So
all y'all
excellent.
Did we get the future?
Schmutz never. Oh no, you usually say a 4th one.
Okay, how about this?
The hypothetical.
A hypothetical. Yeah.
Let me do this. It's 3 things. It's y'all done effed it up so much. I don't know how to do it. It's things in the past, the present, and the future.
Yes,
that's all it is.
That's what we said. Exactly what we said.
So we here on the Spike on the Mic show, we talk about things in the
past.
Future.
You see, I asked you earlier. Do you have any friends that I
can... No. That's why I'm here.
No. Ow.
Yeah.
We're the lucky ones.
If she had friends, she'd be somewhere else.
Okay.
I know I would be.
All right. Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to people out here on the chat line. But before we do that, we have to...
Stop this damn music. It's driving crazy.
I have to say, you guys can always play. You can always give us a call. At the number I should know by now, right?
Yeah, sure.
You should also give us a call.
You know, if you give that out, that's going to increase the likelihood that when someone is going to call.
Yeah.
And we don't want that.
No, we are what? A caller-driven show.
But we're not.
JoJo, we're a caller-driven show.
We're not, though.
If they're trying to drive into a cul-de-sac, yes.
Yeah.
I like talking to people, let them call.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well, so that's the thing. You'll see when the one person calls that you're not able to talk to them, and you'll see why we're not a caller-driven show.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You can give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Let me ask you this, JoJo. Do you ever, like when you flush the toilet, talk to the toilet?
Do I talk to the toilet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, my
Then calls won't do you any good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about on a Saturday? What about on a Saturday night?
Why would one talk to the toilet? I don't get it.
Oh, oh, good job. Oh.
You
good
never
job.
Been that
Way
drunk?
To hang in there.
It goes kawoosh, and you say, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Never again.
Oh, my gosh.
I promise.
Kawoosh.
Yeah. That has nothing to do with the toilet.
Please, go down. Please go down. Please go down.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Spike on the Mike Show.
Oh, never again.
Oh, my. Okay, thanks, Sir God.
Yeah.
So.
Point made.
The number is 813-699-3900. We're a caller-driven show. We're doing this for the people. We're doing this for the people to hear us talk. We're here to entertain them, talk about things in the past, the present, and the future.
And someday we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Someday we're going to entertain people.
And in the bowling
alley. Keep trying, and someday it's going to happen.
Not today.
Can I give a big shout-out to Emmett? And Captain Clark's sister and Billy. So right now, they're out there. They're loving what we do.
Oh, yes, they are.
So somebody gave a big shout out. They said the Gas Man 2 days in a row.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Our sponsors love us too.
Oh, good point, ladies and gentlemen.
You think so?
We think we should give our sponsors a holler.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
If you love football, then Hooters is the place you gotta be all season long. Hooters is like football heaven with all the things you crave. Like always, fresh wings, 100% American beef burgers, and grilled fish tacos. Hang out with your friends and watch all the games on wall-to-wall screens. If you're into the game, you gotta get into Hooters.
Wow.
I think what's great is we have John Gruden and Charles Barkley as part of this show.
Oh, yes. You ain't kidding.
Yeah. I mean, celebrity.
He hasn't said
shut up, Spike.
Heal these mother...
What?
You guys are a big deal over here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people have Charles Barkley calling your name
shut
out?
Shut up, Spike.
Yeah.
See, yeah. They do that. I don't understand. That's not popular.
Oh, no.
People don't like that little drop you put in there.
Oh, really? I get mail.
We're actually selling T-shirts that say "Shut Up, Spike" with Charles Barkley's picture.
I would like one of those.
We'll get you one.
I'll wear a hat. I'll use a mug. Whatever you got.
The whole keychain, everything.
You want to simmer that down? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, in case you guys, this is a new voice, a new brand new XY chromosome voice. This is Joe.
No, not an XY.
Come on, chromosome.
Get those chromosomes right.
She's a female.
Two Y. She's a double.
She's a
y.
Double X.
Double. X.
This is JoJo from the 102.5 The Migs and Swig Show. You can hear her on what days? Saturdays.
Yes. Saturdays from 10 to 1.
10 to 1. If you guys.
That's a long time.
That's a real radio show.
Yeah.
On a real radio station.
Yeah. We don't get to do it that long.
Sometimes 1 hour is doing it long enough. So. Sometimes that's all that you need.
If you get everything covered, you wrap it up and you go home.
That's it.
Sure.
Y'all talk about things in the past, present, and the future?
And the hypothetical.
Oh,
nice.
As usual, JoJo's on top of the game.
Oh, yeah, she gets a ding or something.
Something.
Why she get the
I
claps?
Think Schmatz gets a ding for that.
Just saying.
You.
Hypothetical doesn't necessarily have to be the past, present.
All right, I'm getting this train back on track because all you illegal immigrants.
Hypothetical.
In the shipping containers. This has been 15 minutes of intro. Remember I told you earlier?
Way too much.
That's only a quarter of the show right there.
Only like 14, 11.
Wasted.
Well, I know I should do this in private, but.
Would you watch a movie, a 2 hour long movie, if a half hour of it was credits at the start?
Oh, yeah. If they were good credits.
Yeah, we
I don't
wasted
see how good they could be. Even James Bond movies, credits aren't that good.
Yeah, those James Bond with the.
I wouldn't watch a half hour of that.
None of this what y'all talking about is show prep.
Right.
Okay?
No?
None of this shit y'all talking about is show prep.
We don't do show prep.
Exactly. We wasted a quarter shorter. We need to get on and waste the rest of it starting right now.
Yeah.
But
go.
This is bad. This is real bad.
I think one week you should just do the intro show. We should do an hour intro.
Oh, yeah.
But I had to string this out for Gas Man.
He was here through half of this.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
It was like, he was here. It was 03, I think, when he was walking in. Yeah.
He sat down prior to introducing him.
Yeah.
That would be on time.
I think prior to introducing Steve.
Yeah.
And my friend was buying me shots. So he,
say what?
My friend was buying me shots at the bar. So
Well,
as a Southern gentleman, it would be rude.
That's right. It would be rude to leave while someone's buying.
Wait a second. Yeah, you're just ruining everything here because Spike always tells us that brothers don't necessarily liquor.
We stick her, but we don't lick her.
Well, somebody lied, dude.
Dude, 400 years of MILFs.
MILFs.
Come on, MILFs.
Did you say MILFs?
MILFs.
No, MIFs.
MIFs. MILFs.
MILFs.
MILFs. No.
You know, like when people say it ain't true, but it's true, or it's not true, but it ain't.
You don't know what
the hell a MILF is?
I know what a MILF is.
Yes, me too.
Is that what, that's what you're saying?
No, no. He's saying MIF.
MIFs.
Like the Greek gods.
JoJo.
Greek mythology.
Mythology.
You need to learn to speak Spike.
I know. I read up on you.
Learn.
Also, I'm here to correct.
Damn. We don't need no, because we got another person.
Yeah, that's what I do. I got to keep you in line.
Are you a spell checker?
Spell checker.
You know, like when you go into Word Perfect or Word.
I'm a fan of grammar.
When you spell something wrong, it has a little red lines under it.
Yeah, sure. I'm the red line.
You're the red line.
Mm-hmm.
God, I hate red.
Spike hate red.
I hate red.
Hard red line.
You know, a lot of our guests, they usually have a notepad and they write down the funny things he says.
So what does my friend buying me shots have to do with a myth that I'm
brothers don't liquor.
Don't drink liquor.
The brothers don't do liquor.
We don't drink liquor.
Tell you what, let's get the show started.
Unless it's malt. Right,
look, this is a sad situation. It's deteriorating.
And
it's
here we go, throwing out the first topic tonight on the Spike on the Mike Show.
All right, I like to call this topic "Too Bad NASCAR and Cheerleading."
Too bad NASCAR and cheerleading.
Really? Okay, so.
I have the Ed McMahon role.
I know. I like it. I'm a fan.
And JoJo being a chromosome.
A female. just saying a chromosome.
That's good.
I'm just a chromosome.
I put them in there, but I made them silent.
What's wrong with just saying woman?
Because.
Why do you have to bring chromosomes into it?
Because you never get it right.
It's theater of the mind.
It's still theater of the mind if you call her a woman.
Maybe it should be baby girl.
Yeah, baby girl. Yeah. Oh, baby girl. Baby girl.
Wait, hold on a second.
Baby girl.
All right. I'm going way back in time.
Yeah.
But the people on the chat line said, I want a Shut Up Spike shirt, too.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That is so
dude, that would be. Actually, that might make the revenue up for the show. I think you start getting it.
Oh, yes.
Too bad NASCAR.
Spike
no
on the mic right
somebody
on the back,
go on
too.
Cafe Press right now.
Yep. We've done show. We've done topic changing music, so let's get back to the topic.
Oh, yeah.
Too bad.
Shut up, NASCAR and cheerleading.
Yeah. Cheerleader.
All right. You guys, I don't know how you guys feel about that. Is NASCAR a sport?
No.
And now I go around the room. I ask Dr. Captain Clark.
Why did you point to me?
Because
it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Theater of the mind, apparently.
Yeah. All right. PW. Yeah.
No, wait. I'm Dr. Captain Clark. I think that NASCAR is not a sport.
That's how I'm doing topic changing music the rest of the day now.
Okay, Bill Smuts, is NASCAR and cheerleading a sport?
Wait, what?
Cheerleading.
Cheerleading.
Oh, both, you're asking about both of them?
Both.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, not that I'm a fan of NASCAR, but it's a sport.
Okay.
Cheerleading. Yeah, no, it's a big sport.
Yeah.
Dr. Calvin Clark?
Yeah, I think NASCAR is a sport. It requires athletic ability and you keep score. And
it's true. You do keep
cheerleading. I'm kind of prejudiced against sports where you have judges rather than clear cut goals to earn. But
so gymnastics isn't.
I don't care for sports like that.
Yeah.
Where you have a judge that determines.
Right. Boxing.
Well, to some extent, yeah. But I'd say cheerleading is a sport, though. I mean, it definitely requires athletic ability.
Gas man?
I'd say they're both sports because NASCAR requires a skill like any other sport that anybody just can't jump in and do it, and cheerleading.
But you're a professional driver, so you
would drive all the time.
Yeah.
People drive all the time.
People, none of you can do my job, not that I'm bragging.
Shouldn't we do like 10? Shouldn't we do 10 trucks around like the Daytona Speedway, like gas trucks?
It would be so awesome. I'd be the first one to sign up for that.
Oh, man.
Voice
on a figure eight track.
gas trucks on a figure eight.
Voice of reason.
Well, I guess if the criteria is it takes requires skill, then I guess everything's a sport.
Beer drinking?
Beer drinking requires a certain amount of
athletic
ability.
Look, you were almost spilling it, but that's because you're professional.
Yeah.
You were holding it sideways, and you I mean, that was right on. I mean, the way it came up to the rim right there, yeah, but not going over it.
Yeah.
Perfect. I mean, what a skill.
Really. All right. Yeah. Lovely and talented JoJo. Is NASCAR and cheerleading a sport?
NASCAR, no. Cheerleading, yes.
Athletic. It takes more athletic and
how you separate the two? Yeah, how you separate
that's
the two?
The athleticism, in my opinion.
I think it's a better question is how do you compare the two? How do you separate NASCAR and cheerleading?
It's two completely different things.
Well, I think people just don't
think
cheerleading.
They're so similar.
People don't think cheerleading is a sport.
No, I do.
A lot of people don't. I think that's where the comparison comes in.
Mm.
Well, I think you have to have skill to be
a cheerleading.
A driver.
Oh, driver, I'll let you say it.
Right. Yeah, thank you. The same as I feel like with golf. I think
NASCAR
golf
drivers.
Is a skill. I don't necessarily, I mean, I feel like there's a lot of people that aren't super athletic that can play golf.
Right. Here it's not go. Like bowling.
Now you're
going to
find out why we're not bowler driven.
Something heavy.
All right, call
it. It went away.
Oh, okay, cool.
They hung up.
Wrong number.
Yeah.
Surprise.
All right, I'll read this in a minute, Nicole, your opinion, but I have to tell you the reason I asked did that question.
Because you think neither are.
No, it's because you guys would be nice. You guys would be happy to know.
Yes.
We'll be nice to know.
Yeah. That the GAISF.
Yeah.
That is the Global Associations of International Sports Federation.
All right. Okay.
Big name.
Yeah.
They have to have some credit.
Mm-hmm. Credibility.
That word.
Credential.
You guys credential. You guys speak spite.
Credential.
So they have determined and decided that pole dancing is now a sport, along with arm wrestling. So, and
what has that got to do with NASCAR and cheerleading?
Well, nothing.
It was just your way of leading into this announcement.
It's called a segue.
Yes. It's a theater of the mind.
No, Segway is that thing you stand on and you ride down the street.
So now the GAISF decided that pole dancing and arm wrestling has been accredited as a sport.
As a sport.
So, which means they are now petitioning to be in the 2020 Olympics. Now, my question.
Fantastic. Oh,
my,
nice.
My question to the illegal.
I will watch the Olympics.
Yeah, I will be.
I think a lot of people will.
Are all the pole dancing ones on after 2 a.m.?
Yes.
I mean, but you got to be strong to be a pole.
I mean,
there's certain athleticism that you have to
absolutely.
Have.
Absolutely.
I have no issues with that.
Yeah.
So now everybody want to raise the roof.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Can I sit in the front row for the pole dancing?
You sure can.
Do I need to take any.
Now, is it. They're being judged?
Currency.
No, because you can't get a ticket.
I don't need to take any currency.
Olympic pole dancing? You won't be able to get a ticket.
No, it's true.
If something flies off into the audience, do you get to keep it like a foul ball?
I'll get my media credential.
Usually the dancer will track you down and get it back.
Oh, whatever. They won't change.
Oh, my word.
Okay.
Who told you that?
Okay, so
what I heard.
So what I'm saying, what I'm asking the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers and the lovely and toileted JoJo.
Appreciate that.
Wow. Toileted.
Not flattering.
Do you agree with.
He must have to go.
Is that better than garbage? I guess being a toileted.
Do you agree with pole dancing being an Olympic sport? JoJo's.
Sure.
Voice of reason?
Of course. It's an athletic thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gas man?
Yes, definitely a sport.
Dr. Captain Clark?
Sure, if you can compete in it, it's a sport.
And voice, I mean, whoever you are?
We have rhythmic gymnastics and ribbon dancing.
Oh, yeah, you had that, right, true. Right. All right, PWs?
Exactly.
I'm applying for judge right now.
All right. Well, in other news with the pole dancing and arm wrestling applying for the 2020 Olympics, which we mean is not.
Oh.
It's like whenever 2020 is.
Yeah.
Yep. We don't do math here
That's one of the three, the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
See?
I'm not sure about arm wrestling, though. That's a very dangerous sport. People break their arms.
And by the way, that is a very good hypothetical because you don't know that pole dancing is going to be in there yet or not because they're petitioning for it.
They apply for
so
it.
So you're saying, well,
what?
Yeah.
But the,
wow,
the
that's
Gaffes,
two of the things.
The Gaffes gave them credit ditching.
Yep.
Yeah, them gaffers.
Accreditation.
Yep. Yeah, they gave him that. And you guys will be happy to know that in the last 6 years, there's been an increase of 82% in pole dancing by male participants.
Really? What?
How are they measuring that?
I know,
it's like an increase in 82%. That means 82% more men than used to are now.
Yes. So there was no
who
men
used to do pole dancing as a male. Where
I've never seen one.
I've never seen it. Even at the male reviews, they have.
Listen, I got to step in.
Maybe gay clubs.
Maybe. Yeah. And if there was one guy doing it, that means now there's an additional 0.8 doing it.
Yeah.
That's men.
No, that's not.
What the hell? Yeah, if you're increasing by
80% of that guy?
Yeah.
Oh,
if there was one guy.
Yeah. Oh,
if there were two, now there's 1.6.
Yeah. He went up there on the stage and he touched the pole and he sat back down.
I've seen it on America's Got Talented. The guy was really good. It takes a lot of strength. He does like one hand.
A pole dancer?
Well,
no, yeah. I gotta jump in. As a former male review participant, as a Magic Mike guy, we never danced on poles.
Wait, I'm sorry. Wait, there you
go. Hold on a second. JoJo's question.
No, this is on America's Got Talent.
Would you say Gas Man, JoJo?
I was a stripper for 5 years up in North Carolina.
You were?
Yeah, at the End Zone Mail Review. Yeah.
Let me see what you got. You got any moves left?
I do, but I don't have any abs anymore.
You got any pelvic thrusts?
I can. You want to see some?
No, no, no.
I do.
I can tell you. No, this is radio.
Come on, sit down. Sit your ass down.
Hey, I'm allowed to have some fun.
You're a chromosome. Hey.
You're a chromosome.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess one of the signature moves is not the crotch spin for the dudes.
It depends on the girl.
Well, the crotch spin on the pole.
We don't dance on poles.
It might get, we've already found out there's an increase, 80% now.
80%, yeah.
80% of increase in male participants in the pole dance.
Since you don't do it anymore, apparently the number should have gone down.
Maybe it changed then. But if you've watched the movie Magic Mike, that's a perfect representation. Because when that movie came on, one of my ex-girlfriends called me, "Oh, Mark, you got to watch this movie." This guy did the song Pony, Ride It, Pony. It was the same. I'm like, oh, my God, I was having a flashback.
Yeah.
Well.
And they didn't dance on poles in Magic Mike. So maybe it's changed, but I don't know.
And that's one name you cannot do while being a male stripper. You can't be Gas Man.
Yeah, that wouldn't be good at all. Good one,
ladies and gentlemen, come into the stage now.
Gas Man!
It's the Gas Man.
Don't put out your lighters.
Get your protective mask on and put your lighters out.
All right, so with that little tidbit of information, are we still okay with the pole dancing being an Olympic competition?
We don't discriminate against women for anything, so why should we discriminate against men doing it?
Thank you.
In fact, there'd better be, if you add a women's pole dancing, there better be a male's pole dancing to the Olympics. Fair is fair. Title IX.
Okay, I was just so amazed at how everybody.
There should also be female arm wrestling.
Yes. Everybody went to front row.
There already is.
Yes.
But I mean, if they're adding that to the Olympics.
For the Special Olympics, wheelchair pole dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and male figure skaters still wear those tights as well?
I am so happy to know that the cast on the Spike on the Mic show, you guys are so progressive.
Oh, we
you
know
how not the insurance company.
You know how they keep the pole in suspense?
What?
Excited for this.
What this is.
Wait for it.
It's a racist joke that he's trying to do, and he's tying it into the pole. Of pole dancing, but what he's referring to is people from Poland.
Poland, yes. The Polish people.
Well, with the way they kick and squirm, it ain't easy.
Oh, my God. You set us up, boys, didn't you?
Yeah.
He's so happy. Look, he is so happy with himself, isn't he?
Couldn't be more pleased.
All right, so... Show of hands. I know. I'm sorry.
Show of hands.
Show of hands.
Show of hands.
Awesome for the listeners.
We're on radio.
Yep.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah, well, okay. Listen, people out there in chat line, I usually conversate with y'all, but right now I'm just so excited because I have a full cast cooperating. So I will read your stuff and talk to y'all.
All right. Later.
But no. Continue. Okay, so hey.
Yeah.
All right, FYI, Billy said that the... Oh, damn it.
Yeah, we cut off and we went back on.
We're not doing that again. Really. And someone said, I wish I could hear if all the strippers' stories...
Do you need me to help you read?
Yes. You know what? You know, I'm not wearing my glasses because you're here.
They're right in front of you.
Oh, there. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm trying to be sexy for...
I like glasses.
For, ooh.
Glasses are sexy.
Okay, all right.
Look. Look at all these glasses.
Yeah.
These old.
Why didn't they wear glasses?
Farts.
I forgot mine. I'm sorry.
So stupid.
All right. Sister, okay. Dr. Captain Clark, sister, I see you saying, I wish you can hear all the stripper stories from the gas, man. We gotta do something about that.
Yeah, we do.
We got to, because you mentioned you was ex Mike and Mike.
Yeah.
Magic
Mike and Mike.
I was
Mike and Mike.
You're close enough. You know what I'm saying. So now you get your own show. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah. Enough stripper talk.
Yeah. All right, so let's do this. Let's go ahead, topic changing music.
All right.
As promised, this is how I'm going to be doing all the topic changing music the rest of the show.
Hey, this is just a quick question before we go into what's trending and the B report.
Ooh.
Just a quick question around for the.
Can we just stop now?
No, this topic is desiring, and I feel a little bad by saying this. I mean, I'm only doing it because we have an XY chromosome.
No, we don't. We actually have six
XY chromosomes.
Yeah, we only have one XX. There you go.
Ooh, I don't know why you guys don't seem to understand that one of us is going to get it wrong.
That's you.
Yeah, but you guys should understand that. All right, and
okay,
forget it. I'm gonna change the topic. Let's change the topic.
We just did.
He just dropped the topic.
We dropped the topic and we changed the topic. And now we're gonna change the topic again. And we're gonna drop the topic. Blah 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 blah.
I like to call
it Spike.
Chuck, fuck him.
Jordan.
I like to call this topic here. I scream.
You scream.
We all scream for turkey gizzards.
Oh.
Why the mouth like that? JoJo, you don't like turkey gizzards?
We're going to talk about ice cream.
Yeah, that was the implication right there.
Right. Who says we're not?
Oh.
I give out topics, and you guys give me your opinions.
This is going to have something to do with turkey gizzard ice cream.
Ooh. Exactly. You're so close. Ding.
This
ding,
is timely.
Oh, I get a ding.
Salt.
ding is the ding. There's the ding. Yeah.
Salt and Straw Ice Creamery in
Los Angeles.
The West Coast. You heard of them?
Salt and Straw. I've been there.
Yeah.
They have very bizarre flavors, but...
Like what?
Go ahead.
Turkey gizzard.
Yeah. They are now introducing, in the month of November, they're introducing an ice cream that tastes like Thanksgiving dinners.
Pumpkin.
That's nice.
So,
well, that doesn't mean that it's gizzards.
No.
It could be sweet potato ice cream.
Beautiful cranberry
where
sauce.
Where Spike is from, it does mean gizzards.
Oh. Yeah. Well,
that's
where
the delicacy.
We come from.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be very good. It'd be like a sweet potato pie ice cream.
Ooh,
oh, that'd be delicious.
Yeah. Right?
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going
excellent.
There.
Because they do stuff like that. They use a lot of savory ingredients.
Oh, okay.
Are y'all just agreeing with JoJo because she's a...
XY chromosome?
She's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that
no, because she's speaking English relatively routinely. That's helpful.
Shut up, Spike.
Dude, what? Okay, so anyway, Salt and Straw on the West Coast Ice Creamery, where they're introducing... ice cream that tastes like Thanksgiving dinner.
Is it actually called Salt and Straw?
Yes.
That's an odd name, isn't it?
Sure.
That's the trend in eateries, though.
Wow, you made us wait for that?
Yeah.
There's
I was trying to think what it could be. Yeah. I don't know. I never really...
There's a place in Tampa called A Rooster and a Till.
And Fodder and Shine.
Fodder.
What is that?
See?
Yeah.
See, right. See, I just pulled up their website.
Yeah.
Sweet potato casserole with maple pecan ice cream.
Mm.
That sounds delicious.
Why do you say, you don't even know what that is. This is yuck.
Because sweet potatoes are delicious.
They are.
Ice cream?
And you had some maple pecan to it?
It can't be. And maple pecan, it can't be bad, dude.
JoJo, you got some. There was five flavors.
Let's go there
now. They have buttered mashed potatoes and gravy ice cream.
Okay, whoa, no. Stop going.
I'm not done.
She's not done.
Apple cranberry stuffing.
Oh.
The stuffing, though.
Salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh.
Spiced goat cheese and pumpkin pie.
Oh, yes.
Y'all Spiked goat cheese and pumpkin pie.
Y'all cannot go, because
you can.
All, no, shorty.
Mm.
Come on.
I would try the mashed potato. I'm not sure I would order it every time, but I'd have to try it.
Of course.
Yeah.
I eat cold mashed potatoes out of the fridge, so why wouldn't I eat the ice
cream? I'm just going with it. Ice cream is delicious, and sweet potatoes are delicious. Right. I'm just putting them two together.
Okay, so
I want to taste Spike's goat cheese and apple.
Apple pie, something like goat cheese.
Spike's a huge fan of goat cheese, remember?
Oh, yeah.
When we had the cheese off?
Yes. Yes, the cheese fest.
He loved the goat cheese.
So anyway, so JoJo,
he
I'm
did
thinking,
like the goat
nobody cheese. Likes the, you eat some ice cream, right? Right.
Nobody likes what? You just said, everyone said how it is.
How delicious.
How did you get nobody?
How did you say nobody when we said it?
I'm making an executive decision. All you riffraff, you illegal aliens.
We're wrong.
Y'all went, because JoJo said.
You can't tell us what we like.
No, those sound delicious.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, I would try every one of those. In fact, I would want a sampler, so like a Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
Like a little, like what they do with beer. What do they call those? A flight?
Yeah.
I'd like an ice cream flight with all the Thanksgiving flavors.
Oh, yeah, if JoJo was serving it, course.
No,
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
On a pole.
Yeah. In Olympics.
Yeah.
No, I'm not objectifying JoJo. I'm based on the content that JoJo provided.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
I would like to try those flavors.
I think they do sound good.
I say, I really, that was my topic. JoJo just stepped on me.
I thought I enhanced it. I provided a little more information.
Yeah, he was going to do that.
Yeah, but only he was going to read them wrong.
All right, let's
originally, when you thought about this topic, were we all supposed to say yuck? When you thought about this topic originally, we were all supposed to say yuck.
Yeah, because...
what's the fun in that?
Buttered mashed potatoes and gravy.
I even like it better now.
I would never.
All right, what about this? What's something that is not currently an ice cream flavor that you like, that you would like, that you would eat as an ice cream?
Chitlins.
I'm going to say pizza.
What?
Pizza ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He said chitlins.
Yeah.
Chitlins?
Chitlins. Y'all don't know about. Hold on a second.
I know, I love chitlins.
What do you mean I don't know? Chitlins have no flavor.
Barbecued baked beans.
At their very best.
I would try that.
I would, yeah.
So everybody here is in agreement that mashed potatoes ice cream could possibly taste good.
That one does, yeah.
I would try it.
Yeah, I'd have to try it.
Oh, try it, but gravy?
If I try it and it's good, I'm going to have more of it.
Well, you don't know if it's good until you try
it. Yeah. You make it like a caramel looking in your mashed potatoes. It looks like chocolate or vanilla ice cream with caramel sauce. There you go. There's your mashed potatoes ice cream with your gravy.
Okay, you know what? I just thought about this. Go ahead, babe.
Nope. Listening.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to read the description of the buttered mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, would you?
Oh, good.
Please.
So it's
Wait. Read it really sexy.
Oh, no.
Settle down, Beaver.
I don't know if I'd know how to do that, but thanks to the real potatoes, we boil down until the starch turns to sugar. Then we stir our homemade gravy fudge made from two mashed up recipes.
Oh.
Pun intended. The result is a super dense,
you guys are ridiculous.
Super creamy ice cream.
Serious.
That tastes sweet and salty with hints of chocolate coffee and, yes, baked mashed potato.
Wow. Oh.
So your gravy's not really gravy. Ooh. It's the chocolate coffee.
Oh, it's just the look. It's just the look of it. Okay, so sister says yuck on the mashed potato ice cream.
That was just.
I'll have
you.
Her portion then.
Yeah. Gravy.
Mm-hmm. Homer Simpson in the house.
All right, I still want to say that you guys only think the job is good because JoJo said it. But, you know.
Not all the flavors.
I just read them. They made their own decision.
Yeah. Not all the flavors sounded good to me.
I was just saying I would try them because it's delicious. Absolutely. Anyway, I would try them.
And I would be very intrigued if I liked it. I would get a whole quart.
Okay. So how about this?
Yes.
I'm going to say this and I'm going to read this. We'll have spice goat cheese.
Ooh, goat cheese is delicious.
I love any kind of cheese.
Goat cheese is delicious.
Goat cheese is delicious.
It is.
Ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I
would try it.
Pie. It's goat cheese.
It doesn't
cheese
sound
and
quite as appetizing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I would try.
I have to admit, it doesn't sound quite as appetizing.
Not even a little bit.
Sometimes it's not what you say so much as the way you say it.
You know what I want? I want bean burrito ice cream.
Bean burrito.
I do love a good bean burrito.
I wouldn't try that.
Let JoJo offer that up.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Of course, the gas man's out on bean burrito.
It's not good to be in a truck
burrito
with the windows up after eating a bean burrito. That's not pleasant for anybody.
You should just put the windows down then.
It's fun.
Yeah, it's cold out. Yeah.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I want to apologize to Straw and Hat?
Nope.
Why?
Straw and Hat.
Nope. Salt and
it's
Straw.
It's not Straw and Hat.
I want to apologize to Salt and Straw.
Salt and Pepper.
Salt and Pepper that, you know, I don't stop what you're doing. Don't stop believing with the Thanksgiving ice cream. Yeah. Make it happen. I for all one.
Right. Yeah. Wow, how open-minded of you.
See, I'm expanding. Oh. I'm growing.
We're
I'm,
with you.
This was after you told us that we were wrong for saying that we wanted to try it.
Exactly.
You came around. That's big.
That is.
That's what a big man does.
That's progress.
Really. Yeah, way to go. You're wonderful. Yeah.
All right, so I thought that the ice cream thing was going to be a big flop, but
now we all want ice cream.
Yep. Thanks to the marvelous reading with JoJo, everybody won't. Mashed potatoes and gravy.
It sounds like you're mad at JoJo when you put it that way.
Yeah, I feel that.
And I don't know why that is.
Because
why are you mad at her? She's a guest.
I was only trying to help.
Yeah, all she did was try to enhance the dumb topic that you came up with.
Yeah.
And you're mad at her for it. I don't get that.
It's fine. I won't say
He was going to
JoJo, we're
going
to need
sexy.
You can still be a guest, but you have to keep your mouth shut the rest of the show.
I've never done that before, but I'll try.
All right. Sorry. Sorry, that's how we treat guests.
All right, okay, yeah. So you're making me look
guest
wrong.
Guest man, you shut up too.
You're making me look wrong, Dr. Captain Clark.
Oh, I'm just trying to help you.
Well, with that said, let's go ahead and get topic changing music.
Oh, no.
Let's I thought we were doing... Nope, we're not changing the topics. We're changing to what's trending.
Yeah, it's time to go with trending.
False alarm.
But he said
I know
topic changing.
You listen to me.
All right.
Full Metal Jacket, baby.
And now it's time for What's Twending, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music.
Ran out of here.
Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to What's Twending.
Captain.
Let's just dive right into it since our host literally just ran away.
Where'd he go?
I don't know, but he ran to go there, so it's got to be important. It's probably saving someone's life, right? Let's just get right into it. Jameis, why is Jameis twending?
Oh.
Let's start with JoJo. Why is Jameis twending, JoJo?
I don't know. If I had to say, it's probably because I'm going to eat that W.
That's part of it. Well, Steve?
Okay.
You have no idea.
No idea.
Yep.
Oh, I know the other.
Gas man?
Yep.
Because it came off the field when he was out of the game and poked some guy in the head like an idiot.
That's part of it, too.
Oh, yeah.
What about Schmatz?
He's been shut down for the next foreseeable future.
That is also true. And PW?
Well, I was going to just say it differently. He's going to miss a bunch of games.
That is correct. Yes, Jameis had a bad game yesterday again. I guess he wasn't supposed to be playing, but he played anyway because apparently he's hurt, is what they're saying.
Yes. He had a hurt shoulder. And
he also chose to act kind of like an idiot on the sidelines and provoked a fight with a man wearing a helmet.
I was trying to read his lips, and I think he said, "You were taking my crab legs."
He could have.
Oh, that could have been
low-hanging fruit, brother.
He does love his crab legs.
He also did this very bizarre motivational huddle speech where he licked his fingers and talked about eating W's.
That was disgusting.
Yeah. I'm not sure what was going on there. I have to watch that again or maybe not.
One of the most intriguing things of the whole Hard Knocks series when they were doing it was when Jason Light was talking to the assistant GM for the Lightning.
Yeah.
Brisebois, yeah.
Yeah.
He was in there, and he talked about Jameis Winston being the greatest leader, not just of a football team, anyone he's ever met.
I don't see it.
And I mean, nor do I.
World
scripted.
Yeah, like a leader. I was like, are you serious?
Scripted.
Well, I think it's hard to motivate a team that's unmotivated.
Yeah, but I'm not following a guy who has a lot of transgressions, particularly bad ones at Florida State.
Yes.
Well, here's my thing. I'm far from a football expert, and I don't mean to reopen this old, dumb debate. But Tim Tebow, I was told constantly, is fundamentally a terrible football player, but he won games. Mm-hmm. Jameis is supposed to be in a system
that was set up for him to win games.
But Jameis is supposed to be this great all-around
better
player,
than Tebow, for
and
sure.
He hasn't done anything.
Well, I mean, but to be fair, I mean, he did win a national championship.
But I mean, in the
undefeated,
no,
right.
And I get it. And
so I don't understand. I mean, at what point is it like
Tim Tebow can't throw the ball in the NFL? That's why he's not. He can't throw the ball. That's why.
But Jameis is supposed to be this incredible specimen who has done nothing.
I'm not sold on Jameis being a professional quarterback.
Yeah,
I'm really
either.
Not. I mean, look, someone who can be in the league. I mean, you got a bunch of these guys who can do it. Get him in for 10 years, but I don't ever see him taking a team to the playoffs.
I can argue with that.
Yeah.
I predicted he was going to be arrested before he started his first game. But
Well, I hope he makes it because I have an autographed Jameis Winston football. I hope it's going to be worth some money one day.
Yeah.
I got my own personal reason.
Oh, it's about you now, huh?
You damn right it is.
Yes, I'm back.
That might be just for the wrong reasons, though.
All right.
And I went to Florida State for like a semester.
Yeah. Hey, what? Good enough reason.
Anything else trending?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think we should continue with 20 because a lot of it is very dark in nature.
Okay, all right. Well, stuff, good job. We
based on current right events, on and that's I not what we do here. So,
that was excellent.
Thank
that
you. Excellent. That's all we got. If you want the hard, heavy, bad news, go elsewhere.
No, this is going to be real quick because we have to do what's the most popular segment. That. The most popular segment on the show, ladies and gentlemen, is the B report.
You mean other than the intro?
Hey kids, what time is it? It's time for the Spike on the Mic B report. And now here is your host, Steve.
Bees.
Yeah. Tell us about the bees.
Okay, the bees have seemed to have settled down since the report last week where they were, you know, frantically all over the yard.
Yeah, it was pretty troubling, actually.
Yeah, really. I was scared.
Yeah, there's not quite so many of them all over the yard anymore. I think they pretty much are getting ready for winter.
Have they stopped stinging?
What do they do for the winter? They go to Florida?
They cut back their numbers, and they know they can't reproduce as much.
Wait, so they cut back their numbers? That mean they kill each other off?
No. Kinda.
More stay on the hive, in a group B orgy.
The queen doesn't lay as many eggs, and so...
So they hibernate?
No, they don't hibernate.
Nope, hibernate.
Become much less active, especially up north. They just stay in there and pretty much...
They do huddle for warmth, though, is what you're saying.
They do.
Does she ever go into the counting house to count on her money?
No, the queen is usually in the parlor eating bread.
Does she get them to go by dilly dilly?
Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. The queen summons out her drones, dilly dilly. They have to bring her something, and she'll say dilly dilly or off to the other room.
Only this show can make bees dirty. This is
dilly dilly.
What's dilly dilly?
I don't know.
I'm not familiar with that one. I know the song Lavender.
You don't
Blue.
Watch the NFL with your Bud Light commercials.
I know this dilly. Is probably. Dilly. This, I know you guys probably understand this, and this is probably like a no duh. But for my listeners and for our new guests, Steve raises bees.
Yeah.
Gathered that.
Yeah.
She's remarkable how she was able to come up to speed on that.
But I'm just saying,
why she got that? Because she's an XX chromosome. She had it. She didn't need the explaining.
They get stuff right away.
I
gathered that is so much better than duh. I like that. Gathered
in case
that,
you guys
classic.
Are wondering, somebody
that is very
tweeted this out to me.
Oh, uh-oh. There you go.
Somebody tweeted this out to me.
The Shut Up Spike shirt?
No.
It's the vagina bee.
I've already told you that.
Hilarious.
I told you that on the show before.
That's good.
I'm an XX.
Yeah.
You got it now, buddy.
Yeah, thank you, Marco Radio Show. Thank you for that little
I told you that on the show months ago.
Yeah, dude, he has a picture now.
You're right.
Thanks for listening and participating. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I'm a visual kind of guy.
Yes.
Please send it again next week because it'll be needed.
If JoJo comes back.
Only if we have a woman on. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, B-Report?
Yeah. More B reports.
Actually, real quick, we'll be
all right. Yeah.
Gather.
No, I have questions to ask.
Oh.
I was going to say, actually,
I thought we were starting over.
Next week we'll be at Hooters, so we will have women on, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. For the guys, next year we're broadcasting out at Hooters on Hillsboro. No, I don't know the address.
Yeah.
But it's on Hillsboro.
There's only one Hillsboro.
On Lois and Hillsboro.
So, anyway, B report. So. Yes. Right now,
B report. Okay.
No.
Doom digga doom 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 doom.
Do the bees like this music?
I need friends.
Still don't have any friends from the last time you asked me.
Okay.
But I like these guys. I'm picking them up.
So you have this hives, and they're just sitting there.
Right.
There's nothing going on. Is hot? Is it cold right now? They're just in there, doing what?
Just being bee-ish.
It's not that cold here in Florida. I was speaking of up north when they really become.
So you gave us a bee report on somewhere else.
Like hibernating. The hive in itself is hibernating. Not as individual bees are, they're still awake.
Isn't the winter honey? The
hive itself is a living thing. Composed of
that I did not know.
See, you learned something on the SOC.
Isn't the winter honey still a little thicker, a little darker than the summer honey?
I don't think it. Sometimes necessarily darker, but it'd have to be thicker because just the temperature alone would make it thicker.
Yeah, it doesn't sound much like a bee expert there for you. I mean, I know what we get the bee.
Yeah, that's something fired off. Really?
Yes, a study showed that the honey is thicker in the
Why'd your voice
cool.
change?
Yeah. That's your expert voice?
Yeah, that's a good expert voice.
I think it's a natural study expert
show.
Voice.
Study show.
Study show. What do beekeepers up north do? Their bees go away for the winter? They hire, what do they do?
The keepers go on unemployment insurance.
Okay.
I don't care about the keepers. What happens to the bees?
They just sort of
they just die.
They live off of the honey that they've collected for through the throughout.
So they can weather like a Minnesota winter.
They can. They can definitely weather a Minnesota winter.
Okay.
So when you go onto the unemployment insurance as a keeper, do you actually write on there my bees stopped working?
Yes.
Is that what it is? Yes. That's the reason
I've been laid off. Yes, by the bees.
The queen.
Okay, and also we got a request.
Dilly.
Said I should.
We have a request. Right, quick, voice of reason. The ducks. What's going on with the ducks?
Oh, yes.
Because this is the birds and the bees segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Duck report.
Okay. Right now I'm building a pen, like a house pen for the ducks.
A house pen?
Yeah. Like it's like I'm built it out of plywood and 2x4s. I'm putting a roof on it.
Oh,
I'm
nice.
Cut a little hole.
So the ducks know to go inside the house?
Or for us to go through. And yes, I'm in the process of building.
Like you're going to go in there with the ducks?
Well, you have to muck it out from time to time.
Oh, right, because it gets duck messy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you going to harvest eggs, duck eggs?
I'm thinking that that's going to.
Are don't duck know what eggs good? Do. I've never had duck eggs.
They're bigger. They have a beautiful big yellow. I'm going to have to give you a duck egg.
Can you just throw it in the pan?
If I get a duck egg, you're getting one, Clark.
All right. You can just fry them up like regular chicken eggs?
Fry them up just like a regular chicken egg.
Oh, sounds good.
Only they're twice as delicious.
Old voice of reason had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm, he had some bees, E-I-E-I-O.
And a duck.
The buzz buzz here and a buzz buzz there.
Here a buzz, there a buzz.
If they're better than chicken eggs, why aren't they readily available in places? Are they? Do they not lay as many eggs as chickens do?
More expensive, I would imagine.
Oh my gosh. Ducks are so much more awkward than a chicken.
Is that what it is? Because they're awkward?
Quack, quack, quack.
Yeah, we want them because they walk.
Their feet are made for swimming, and they're not. They're just more awkward.
Where the chicken's feet are made for sex and,
right,
and reproduction.
Right.
Reproduction.
They just have better walking ability.
Yeah.
And that translates to egg production.
Exactly. Okay, so
for those of you in the radio, I'm doing like
the
a chicken
walk
right
thing
now.
With my arms now.
Hold on,
as opposed to the running chicken, which is much much more agile.
And that has to do with what? With egg? With
what does that do with egg production? Why, I don't know. I have no idea. That's okay. No, I'm just asking. Yeah. You didn't have to answer it. Yeah. That's fine.
All right, so let's go ahead and just put a cap on this.
All right.
Hold on a second.
I guess what I end up with is a big goose egg, right? For my...
Yeah. Wah, oh, you wah, have a geese too?
Our guest, Gas Man and
JoJo.
JoJo?
Yeah, that's what I go by.
That's her name.
Do you guys have any more questions for the bees and the birds? The birds and the bees?
No, let's go on to the next segment.
No further questions,
JoJo. This is supposed to be brief anyway. You said I was supposed to be brief. Darn it.
Be brief.
Hey, this is a great report.
It ain't fitting. It just ain't fitting. Ain't fitting.
Yes. The people on the chat line love the B report, and they wanted to dump
they
the
report
out That's there. So nice.
All right, so now we're getting close to the closing time.
We are.
So what?
We have to do, we have to ask and interview our guests.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll start out with the Gas Man. So, Gas Man, what's up with you right now?
Nothing much. We're back to working 6 days a week. The snowbird season started back, so I'll be working every Sunday, dealing with all these out-of-state tags and people that can't drive, in addition to people that can't drive in Florida. So, yeah.
My life. How does that affect your karaoke night?
He's a professional driver.
Yeah, did you do karaoke last night?
Yes, I did. I didn't see you there. What happened?
Because it was too late.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I didn't get there until like 11:30, so.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, and I got done by 9. I would have sit there for 2 hours by myself, so no thanks.
But next time, I'll be there.
Okay.
It was great. What's your
go-to song?
It depends. Goo Goo Dolls, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I mean, I've heard you sing.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
You two don't have seen each other before?
Oh, we went on a cruise together.
On a cruise together.
Oh.
Whoa.
Oh,
I mean, it's Tampa. It's a very small
town. Wait a minute.
We danced, we sang, we drank together. It was awesome. Yeah. Great time.
Oh, wait, man, where's my cruise ship?
She saw me sing Boy George. Do you really want to hurt me?
Ooh.
Oh, my damn. All right. Well, okay. So thank you. Now we got to go to our. Oh my damn! I need a picture. One of them chromosomes.
Yeah.
Just say JoJo.
Oh, I guess I could do that, couldn't
I? Yeah, you could do that.
There's a lone woman in the room.
I could go with that.
Not going to confuse anybody by saying her name.
And JoJo, we know, or I know, okay, that you can be heard on 102.5 The Bone on Saturdays from
10 to 1
on the Migs and Swig Show.
And whenever they call you out for certain things. And,
correct.
And I love, enjoy, shouldn't say I love, I enjoy hearing you on The Voice, participating on the show. Smosh, you had a question?
No, I was just going to say, before he actually gave you the credit of everything, did you want to reconsider saying where, the, you know, like in case you want to try and pretend you're someone else here? Before
this, no, God,
like,
no.
Like this is one of those things. Like you're,
I'll own this.
No, I'm speak okay. English. No,
yeah, really?
No, I know, really? I know, do radio.
Nope, I'll own it.
All right. Well, yeah, cool, all right.
Because you know Bill Schmatz is not his real name.
Yeah, easy.
Allegedly. Noted.
Yeah. All right,
noted.
So tell us a little about yourself and 2 minutes.
Or three, whatever the hand up is.
I was already doing this.
I feel like it would take way longer, and I haven't had enough to drink.
Okay, that's fine. Oh,
we can get you more.
What got you started with the show?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Yes.
What's your origin story?
So Migs from the Migs and Swig Show, we were approached to do an all music talk show. Mm-hmm. He's a musician on AM radio. We did that for a little bit and then just started talking about everything.
Yeah. So,
are you a music person?
I enjoy music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't play anything but the skin flute.
Can you read it?
Oh.
Yeah.
Not the bonophone.
What?
Not the bonophone.
Yes. Yes.
She likes to dance, too.
Well, I do like to dance. I enjoy music, so.
You got rhythm?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she does.
Well, yeah. You
do? I
do.
And local girl?
No, from Ohio.
There you go. Yeah.
Where in Ohio?
And how long ago?
Youngstown. I've moved here 2001.
Oh, okay. So
now I've been here
16 years. Yeah.
You're practically a tampon now.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're so, right. And the gas man's not cursing you because you've lived down here now. It's those that are down here for a year or two or less.
Yeah, she's not a tourist.
I've lived here for 11 years now, so yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm more of a native than you are.
Yeah.
That's fair. Sure.
Youngstown's a tough town, isn't it? Is that where Ray Boom Boom Mancini's from?
It is.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It is. What's happening? Sign language?
We're just throwing gang signs around.
Yeah, really.
That's fine. I just need to know if I need to take
cover.
Well,
we're eating the W.
Oh, Dan, that was not nice at all.
Eat the W.
All right, so I don't know, Gas Man, what your situation is, but.
JoJo?
JoJo.
JoJo.
Yeah.
Here's a good way to
remember her name. Baby girl.
Here's a good way to remember her name. Remember Joe, and then just say it again.
Yeah.
Just say it 2 times.
I mean, at this point, just call me whatever. I'll answer.
And just remember another way. Just remember X, and just say it again.
Yeah.
X. Yes. X.
Just double up.
One X for each Joe.
Just double up.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was confusing.
Oh, I bet it was.
That was so damn confusing. No, I know you because I've talked to you, and we've hung out, and we drank it. Plenty of times.
Yes.
Not a plenty of times. We've drank it, and so I know you, but for some reason, at this one quaint little moment right now, I don't want to call you JoJo.
Right,
I'll call you JoJo.
What do you want to call me? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
What damn, do you want to call
me? Damn chromosomes. They got me flustered.
Why?
One final question.
You don't have to say anything about chromosomes.
You know what? This aside from high school biology, this show is the only time I ever even hear or use the word chromosome.
Yeah.
It never comes up in like regular conversation. Yep. Just this show.
So Ms. Carpenter lied to me? Ms. Carpenter was my 7th grade science teacher.
No, she did not lie to you.
Did she tell you that you're going to need to call people by chromosomes?
Yes.
Your whole life?
Gender is dependent upon chromosomes.
Karen Carpenter, the singer.
Is there something else you wanted to ask me before you have to wrap things up?
I did one final question here before because you're obviously not shy of saying or afraid of exposing who you are on this show, which I still don't get. But since you're probably in the media there, you do this. What do you connect social media? What's the preferred means and how do they see you?
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
You're damn good.
This should be your show.
Hey, cut his mic.
And I am Twitter, Instagram, everything at Joanne Petrella. So it's my real name, which I'm.
And that would be what? J O A N N
E P-E-T-R-E-L-L-A.
There you go.
Okay, well,
or you can Migs and Swig me and find me there.
We gotta go. No, we don't have time to run the room.
No, we don't have any of that.
JoJo, yes.
I'm still
Gas
trying
man.
To think if I've ever seen a strip club that said live nude chromosomes on. I don't think I have.
Live nude XX.
Yeah.
We would love to stick a microphone in your mouth anytime.
All right. I love having a microphone
all the time.
In my mouth.
Gas man, I hope you're coming back.
I will, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. You know what we do. Thank you so much for listening and participating. All right, Dr. Captain Clark, Billy, sisters, everybody out there, we out. One.